You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hovering around a building, getting his information together, and his thoughts, collecting them. He is the commissioner, Ed Norris. What's up, man?
Well, a friend of mine actually posted something. You know him, your friend.
Friend of mine, friend of yours.
Friend of ours, you know, a buddy I met a long time ago. I just remember the IDF, Israel Defense Forces, and it's BK. He's just, mm-hmm. He trains people in not only self-defense, but in active shooter situations, firearms training. You know, teaches them these Israeli point-and-shoot method. There's things that he does that are very impressive. He has very successful business going. But he posted something the other day in light of whatever is going on. There's a lot going on, and now it just washes over people. And mm-hmm. I just think this is important because I'm the receiver of some of the stuff that's said here. But let me just read this and I'll explain. This is from BK. It's a daily brief. Awareness isn't about fear, it's about agency. The recent events at Bondi Beach, if you remember, that was in Australia, like I think 15 people were killed, if that's what the latest count. Bondi Beach reminded the world disruptions can come without warning. Not to scare you, but to clarify one thing. Being present isn't tactical theater, it's practical living. Most people assume their environment is benign until proven otherwise. Reality isn't that polite. Presence means noticing exits when you arrive, scanning patterns, not objects, reading behavior before reacting, keeping the attention where it belongs, on life, not distraction. These aren't elite skills reserved for professionals. They're habits of capable adults. Preparedness isn't about expecting the worst. It's about being capable if the unexpected shows up. This mindset protects you in training, in travel, and in life. To me, it's just so well said because you know, people make fun of me a lot of people make fun of me. So there's that. But they make fun of me about, you know, being paranoid, seeing the world as a dark place. The world's a dangerous place, man. Go ahead. Yes.
Here's the problem. Mm-hmm. Could you read that again for me? And I'm going to respond to it after you read.
Which one? The whole thing?
Up the top part. About being prepared and all that.
Yeah, coming up. Warning, being present isn't tactical theater, it's practical living. Most people assume an environment is benign until proven otherwise. Reality isn't that polite. Presence means noticing exits when you arrive. Scanning patterns on objects, reading behavior before reacting, keeping attention where it belongs, on life, not distractions. These aren't elite skills reserved for professionals. They're habits of capable adults. Preparedness isn't about expecting the worst. It's about being capable if the unexpected shows up.
Yeah, but I don't want to live that way. I want to live in comfort.
Yeah.
I don't feel like having to be suspicious of every room I walk into and knowing where the exits are. I don't want to. Mm-hmm. That's what people are going to tell you. Yeah. That's not my reaction, yeah. But you know, that's the majority.
That's what people say to me. That people say it to me, because I always do that. I mean, I do this. I mean, I literally look for exits. I think about things, whatever, I'll tell people. Just in a different way, because I've been in situations like this as a view. It's mm-hmm. like, so I've actually been in these situations where, you know, I try to tell people when they judge the police, have you ever literally, I mean literally, been in a fight for your life? Probably not.
Yes.
I have. Mm-hmm. And I thankfully could handle myself well enough till help got there, because I don't know if I would have survived some of these by myself, but I can hang on long enough for the troops to arrive.
I told you, I was on the ground, dude, about 6'4", 280 of solid muscle. I tried to cuff him and his arms wouldn't go all the way back. His girlfriend, the same one I came to lock him up for because he beat her ass, she hit me over the back with a chair, knocked me down. He took that cuff, and you see it here on the scar on my arm, and started beating me with the cuff. Yeah. They're kicking me and banging on my head. Backup was coming, but I'm telling him, you got to get there.
You got to hang on.
And like you said, you're fighting for your – in that case, I wasn't fighting for my life. I was holding on for my life.
Yeah, but I just think it's just about – because what panic is, panic by definition is what you do in the absence of training. And things happen. I mean, look at what happened just this week. Forget the history of, you know, situations in this country. It's outrageous. And the crime in this city and other cities like it. It's out there. It's out there. What are you going to do if you're carjacked today? What are you going to do if there's an active shooter situation on Pratt Street? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do at your place of work? We've seen someone walk into a newspaper in Annapolis and kill everybody. We've seen people do it on the beach in Australia just now. Brown University. These are, you know, one of the most, you know, revered institutions in the country. This is life now. I'm not saying you have to be afraid. Not saying, but it doesn't hurt to look, you know, just to pay attention. And I tell you, one thing I did see, I saw a Transportation Authority police officer went up and down a woman verbally. She left her suitcase and walked away. Like, you know, you're not supposed to.
Right.
They tell you all the time, there's an abandoned bag. She went to go to Starbucks, I think it was, comes back, and the bag, and he was standing there by the suitcase the whole time, timing her. Came back and just tore her up. And I was like, yay, thank you. You know, because this is what you look for. See something, say something. All these things really matter.
Yeah.
I remember we locked up, I've told the story, can't have time for it now. A bunch of guys on Labyrinth Road, the anniversary of 9/11. Mm-hmm. It was a terrorist cell. There was nine of them. A bunch of different men who were absolutely, you know, looking to do some serious damage here in this region. Lock them up, make a case. You know what the neighbors said when we canvassed? I knew something was going on there.
But they never said anything.
Never said anything. I saw different license plates every day. Different states. Different cars from all over the country come by. I thought they were selling drugs. Ah! So you thought you had a drug deal. You still didn't call. You know, you had a terrorist cell. This is what I'm talking about. This is not reserved for professionals. This is for everybody. You can't. If you're going to rely on the government to save you, good luck. And I'm not diminishing any first responder. It happens really quickly. You have to be prepared.
But the key is this: their first what?
Responder. Right. They respond.
Means it already happened. Most likely, it's already happened.
That's exactly what it means. Yeah. Most likely, it does. And I just think this is real. I think people need to start train your kids, train yourself. You know, one of my favorite instructors in the NYPD Academy, Al Gotay, legendary guy, tough guy, little guy, probably 5'8", 170 pounds, 180 pounds, but he's legendary. He's a Harlem foot cop, but he was also a sixth degree in Goju, and his advice to us was, when you leave here, you need to train, and train, and train, and train. He said, I don't care what you're training. You can wrestle, box, karate, whatever. Do something, but you need to train all the time. And what it does, it prepares you. And first of all, you're less likely to use your gun because you're not so scared because you know you're capable. So I think it's the best thing you can do. Because I remember I hired a Navy SEAL here to train the BPD. And of course, the city council, the Baltimore Sun, and the liberal agenda, they have got tore me up. Hiring an assassin, teaching them deadly tactics. No. He was teaching them how to fight in hallways and cars and bedrooms. That's what he's doing, like real life police stuff.
And we had an instructor in the academy said, how do you defend yourself between the verbal altercation and the gun? What do you have between there? That's what, because that's the most important
it
thing.
It is.
from the verbal to the gun, what's in between?
Yeah.
That's what you need to take care of, yep. The in between, because that's your last resort.
It's your last resort, and you need to be prepared. And I just think, you know, the same thing applies here. You take whatever you want. Take Brazilian jiu-jitsu. It's very effective. Take Krav Maga. Just study something if you can. If not, stay physically fit. If you own a gun, learn how to use it. Just all these things matter. And I'm just saying, you know, because when it hits the fan, and it does, it's like I never saw people that, you know, carry a gun with an empty chamber. You're not going to have time to chamber your weapon, my friend. It don't work like that. I've been there. That gun better be fully loaded, one in the chamber, ready to go if you own one.
And like you said, stay in shape, because your average fight only lasts 5 to 30 seconds.
Oh, absolutely. 30 seconds is a long
one. Bam.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And whoever's in better shape wins, because the other guy's just gassed.
Thank you very much, Commish. 410-583-1057 is the number. Words for you all to live by. Shovels, we give them out at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, the Orioles bring Albert Suarez back on the minor league deal. And I'm telling you right now, before the end of 2026, you'll see him pitching for the Birds in Camden Yards. Your thoughts on Suarez's return, and will the Orioles be able to use him? Baltimore's big bad morning.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Morning show on the Fan. 7:16 in the a.m. The Baltimore Orioles. Looks like they're going to bring Albert Suarez back on a minor league deal. I'm not surprised by that. Letting go, you and I talked about this when they let him go off air. And I said to some people privately, I thought Albert Suarez, he'll be 36 next year. Mm-hmm. He had some injuries last year. And I think there was a wink and a nod. You know, we cut you. Can we get you back on a minor league deal? I don't have that proof. I just felt like that was kind of in the cards. And he wants to be here in Baltimore, and they had to do this for insurance policy for themselves, just in case he doesn't get healthy in 2026. Last year was a bad year for him. He only pitched 5 games. He actually started 1 game. But let's forget about last year. Let's go to 2024. He pitched in 32 games, started 24 of them. He had 133 and 2/3 innings pitched. He went 9-7 with an ERA at 3.70. I thought 2024, somebody said to me that Albert Suarez was the unsung hero of the Orioles. They said it to me early in 2024, and I laughed at him. And as the season went on, I had to go back to that guy and say, you know what? You're brilliant. Because you said this in June.
Yeah.
He said a thing in June. And as the season, Albert Suarez is that everything you need type of guy you have on your staff. And I think before 2026 is over, Ed, you'll see him with the Orioles again.
Yeah, I always liked him. I mean, but I think you're right. I think a lot of these, the teams do exactly what you said. They have a conversation before, knowing full well what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that the Ravens done it with Brent Urban a couple of times.
Oh, my gosh, all the time.
You know, we're going to release you, but you'll be back. You know, they do something, make, you know, cap space room, whatever the, you know, roster room, whatever it may be, and then immediately he's re-signed. So, yeah.
If you're on a roster from day one, then you owe the whole year's salary. And I think that's how they get around that. And I think he does it because it's like, well, I'm not going to be on anybody's roster day one. I'd rather be here. So, okay, I'll do it. I think it's one of those things. 410-583-1057 is the number. What role does Albert Suarez fill for you best, better than anything? You like him as a reliever or a starter? And if a reliever, where? Where in the bullpen?
I'd say long relief. I don't see... Did we see him start in New York?
Yes, we did.
Right,
2024. We did see him start in New York.
Yeah, I think he's best as a long reliever. I've got confidence he can go a couple of innings. I don't see him as a starter in this rotation, in particular right now.
He's the guy that if you needed a spot starter here or there,
yeah,
because you had some double hitters or whatever, then he's that guy. However, I'm with you. He's the guy I bring out of the bullpen because my starter didn't have his best stuff today.
Yeah.
He only went 4 and blah, blah, blah innings. Or he went 5 innings, but we've really taxed our bullpen the last 2 or 3 days. So get Suarez in there, pitch 6th and 7th. And if he's rolling, he may be able to pitch the 8th as well and save your bullpen. He's that guy. He's just – and on top of that, one of the best guys in the clubhouse, too. He's that dude. Albert, you know how the Orioles have a police officer – in the dugout? Yeah. I don't know what his relationship is with them. Yeah. I swear he walks up to him, daps him up, and gives him a hug. For the game. For every game.
Yep.
For every game. You talk about having guys like Pete Alonso. When you have productive guys who are also good guys, so I don't want a good guy who can't produce.
No. Yeah.
It's not the Boy Scouts.
I could do that.
Exactly. Give me baseball
nice
minimum wage.
Yeah.
Give me $700,000 of baseball minimum wage. I'll do that.
Yeah.
But I want a guy who's productive and a guy who brings other things to the clubhouse. Suarez is that dude.
Yeah.
And so is Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday Eve.
Happy Friday Eve,
babe.
Yeah, babe. Who will play center field for the Orioles in 2026? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day as well. Who will play center field for the Orioles in 2026? That's a great question. Can I be bold?
Sure.
Who will play center field for the Orioles in 2026? Cody Bellinger.
Really?
I'm going to be bold.
Mm-hmm.
Cody Bellinger. I think they'll swing and miss at someone. He'll be sitting there. Next thing you know, he'll be playing center field for the Orioles, along with Kowser at times, but I'm going to go bold. I'm going to go Cody Bellinger. You think no chance?
I don't know.
No shot?
Well, only because I think there's other... there's other needs.
Center field is?
Because they need starting pitching. I think that's going to be the next big moves they make. And Bellinger would be a big move.
They don't need a center fielder?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Cody Bellinger.
Yeah.
I'm going with that. No inside knowledge of that. Just you asked. That's what I'm going with. Let's go out to Mike in Hampstead. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
I'd like to hear your thoughts on the closure we picked up. Penn Helsley?
Yes.
2 years, $28 million?
Yeah. You want me to comment on the money or what I think he'll do?
He's got pretty decent numbers, and I just want to hear your guys' thoughts about it.
I think if he looks like the guy from 2024, which I have no reason not to believe that he will, because the Orioles, I think the Orioles have kind of proven that they know pitching. They know what they can restore. They know it. Last year he pitched for two teams, not bad, 4.50 ERA, which is unlike him. He pitched better for the Cardinals. He just imploded when he went to the Mets in 22 games. That's where his ERA just skyrocketed. Yeah. But in 2024, ERA 2.04. He's only, 31 years old?
Yeah.
I love the pickup. I thought he wanted me to comment on the money. I don't care about the money. I mean, I don't spend the money.
No, I mean, you look at his career. He really, he's got a lifetime career or ERA under 3.
Yeah.
You know, and with the Mets, he did it, you know, he just fell apart. He had an ERA of over 7. But that was a very, very short time.
Yeah.
He's got a long history with the Cardinals. He pitched real well. I like the move, actually. I like it a lot. And I think there's indication, too, that if you're going to look at it realistically, Bautista may not be coming back for
ever.
I don't know.
Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
I was got a picture in Albert Suarez, like the Snoop Huntley commercial where the mom calls him in to take over for the weak dad. But he's going to be that guy for us, Rob. And like you said, Ed, you know, he's going to probably be in that long, long middle rotation area. And look, a healthy guy that just sits there and waits for his turn when other guys maybe don't do as well. We'll see what happens. Yeah. But I love this move, man.
I do, too. I mean, it says a lot about the organization that a guy like that would hang around and say, I'll sign a minor league deal here in December. Ken and Orange Mills wanted to weigh in on Commissioner's Baltimore. What's up, Ken?
Hey, what's going on, Ed, Rob? How you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, man, I can't say enough to what you said about see something and do something in your community. I have this conversation with my family all the time about this is how you should live because this is the world that we live in.
Yeah.
But I had a quick question for the commission.
Yeah.
I mean, is it me or was it absolutely crazy to that point where, like, a few years ago that the council struck down the extra spy cameras that we could have around the city to help?
You mean the free ones? Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't that just crazy?
It is crazy.
Why
would they do it?
Well, you know,
why would they do it? Because they don't want to clean it up. I mean, I've been saying this for 10 years. They don't want to clean it up.
Yeah.
Because if you let it go down to to the lowest point that it can, yeah, then they can sell it and they all profit off of it. And they get you and everybody else, not you, you're in Owens Mills.
Yeah.
They get those people out of that community at a low price and they sell it for $500,000 each of the homes. Yeah. That's what they're going to do.
And some of them follow because they just don't know and they say things they think appease the public and they're wrong because there's more people feel like he does. You want to be safe. You want to raise your kids. Two things I did here I brought in a Navy SEAL to train self-defense. Very effective, easy to retain. I used it myself. If someone grabbed me from behind in a chokehold, he lost. There's a way to get out of it. And there were things he taught to easy to retain. I brought in, and you know, they're teaching deadly tactics in the beep. No, they're not. These teachers had to defend themselves in hallways and bedrooms and stuff. And the other was, I switched from 9mm to 40 calibers. Mm. Bring it in as killer round. First of all, it's a gun. Mm. Second of all, no, we were using full jacketed 9mm. That's a military round. Mm. It's not meant for urban gunfights because it'll go through you and the guy behind you and the guy behind you and kill you. And then there's a kid dead at the end of the block. I did it for safety reasons. It has more knockdown power and less whatever. But they went off on that too. And that was a free swap. And I made a deal with Glock that none of the guns we traded for the 40s could be sold in this country because they didn't want one of our guns killing somebody, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah. Still got attacked.
Shovels at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, it appears the Ravens are, they're prioritizing rest of practices at some point. Do you think this would be an issue? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ravens are taking some days off from practice, Ed. You think it's going to become an issue?
the fact of taking days off now.
Right.
I mean, especially this time of year. I mean, it's common for veteran days off now where it's no reason. You just, you're a veteran, you know what you can do, and you need a break because it's, you know, you're going into the last, what, three games of the NFL season. Everybody's beat up. Everybody. And that's usually what it is.
Yeah, it's tough, man. Football's a grind. And I know they don't do a lot of hitting in practice. But still, it's a lot of physical. The physical play is unreal.
Yeah.
Even though I think it's softer than it used to be, it's still more intense than anything else, I believe. You know, maybe not hockey. You think hockey is probably more intense?
No, football's pretty intense. I mean, they're intense. They're both rough sports. But you're pretty beat up this time. I don't see it as any.
I'm all right with it. Deal. Yeah. I got no problem with it. Yeah. If they feel. See, that's one of those things I don't try to dictate. You know your team better than me. You feel they need some time off, give them some time off.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that. I mean, I don't know how beaten up they are. I don't know how banged up they are. None of us do, unless you're in that practice.
They are, yeah.
The trainers know.
Yeah, the trainers know.
This is the time of the year where you let the trainers do their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, coach, Lamar, they need to sit out today. Okay. Is that going to make him better for Sunday? Yeah, okay. Sit out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Derrick Henry may need to sit this one out. Okay, no problem. Is he going to have to sit out Sunday? No. Okay. Well, do what he's got to do today. I'm all right with that.
Yep.
As a coach, I got no problem with a player missing 2 days of practice, as long as that means that they'll play in the game, if that helps them play. Then you sit out.
Yeah.
The most important thing is to play and to be as healthy as you can be. Why burn myself out in practice and risk being, you know, at the maximum point of health in the game?
Mm-hmm. And you saw Lamar look better last game. I think the rest is helping him out.
Smithfield, Barry. What's up, Barry?
Morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Smithfield, Virginia. About 4 hours from y'all. My local morning shows, they just... they're all over the Redskins, so I have to listen to you guys. I enjoy you guys.
Thank you very much.
But question, something I've never seen. I'm 59. I've followed the Colts and Ravens all my life and loved them both. And I've never seen this scenario. Y'all might have seen it and get y'all's thoughts on it. Of course, if they win out, Ravens, they're going to be good, you know. But then I saw this week, if they beat the Patriots, and the Steelers lose to the
Lions.
Lions. Then the following week's not gonna matter a hill of beans,
right?
And then the championship. I mean, last game's gonna matter a lot. But I've never seen. I've seen them. You know, teams. You know, they wrapped up things and they rested the last week or two. But I've never seen it where you could. It's very important. Then you can rest and you can get back to action. Two questions. If that happens this weekend, you think the Ravens would rest the starters? And y'all familiar with this scenario? That was
I'm not familiar with this scenario.
it's very unusual. He's right. If the Ravens win, Steelers lose, week 17 is meaningless because the Ravens will have to they have to win week 18. That will determine their fate. So they can literally sit their starters week 17. It's just an odd way this end coming together. So
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I think it's very odd because it's also then you're going to talk about second guessing. Mm-hmm. Oof! If you rest your starters and they came out flat against the Steelers in Week 18, they're going to be criticized. If someone gets hurt because you started them, they're going to get criticized. It's a tough situation to be in. But that is in fact correct, sir. Yes,
you're going to be critical of something, right?
Yeah.
Either way, you're going to be criticized.
Mm-hmm.
Criticize me for playing football players. The football players. That's mm-hmm. what they do. They play football.
Yeah.
So if you're going to criticize me because they got hurt, hey, he got hurt playing football.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does. He gets paid to play. It's week 17. It's not.
It's the same thing with, these running quarterbacks. They're going to get. Really? I see them get hurt more in the pocket than anywhere because it's usually getting hit when they're unaware. But.
Bradley in Annapolis. What's up, Bradley?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How we doing? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yeah. Hey, I wanna first start off saying I love the Baltimore Ravens.
Gotcha.
But I am not loving them this season. Lamar has showed poor leadership abilities with being unable to hold his emotions back, and I think it affects the rest of the team. And that's why they suck this year, in all reality. And and the fact that he's been missing practices left and right. I get that he's been injured, and you know he had a couple weeks to rest earlier this season, and now it's flu-like symptoms. But it's just, it's not making me feel good about the future of the organization with how poor he's doing, and you know, big market cap hit about to hit next year. I'd hate to see him leave, but I could see him in Miami.
Miami definitely needs a quarterback. You question Philip Rivers' leadership back in his heyday?
No.
Very demonstrative.
Yeah.
Very demonstrative. Mm-hmm. You question Tom Brady's leadership in his heyday?
No.
Very emotional and demonstrative. He cussed his offensive coordinator out regularly on the sidelines. You know what I mean? You don't question those guys' leadership because they're emotional and demonstrative. You don't, because that's who they are.
Yeah.
Lamar's always been. This is not the first year I've seen Lamar slam his helmet on the ground.
Absolutely not.
It's like when people used to run from the concessions to their seats to see Ray Lewis dance. Then the team started losing. You know why they're losing? He's spending too much time dancing.
Yes. Yeah.
He's always been this guy.
They just, Adam Jones blowing bubbles. That's why he missed that ball. That was it. It was hit where he couldn't get it. It wasn't the bubble gum that did it. But people criticize him blowing bubbles in the outfield.
This is who he's always been. He hasn't changed. The difference is you are annoyed by it because they're not winning.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yes.
Because guess what? If they had two losses and he's slamming his helmet down, then he's fiery.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on you. How you feel about it is dictated by the results, not by the actions.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. Shovels at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, Mike Vrabel said the Ravens D has done a good job of making teams one-dimensional in the past 8 weeks. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Teams aren't really running the ball on them, forcing a lot of these games to be one-dimensional. Really good mix of veteran players and some youth, really good interior players. You know, I mean, they're just big. I think Kyle Hamilton is one of the best players in this league just from a versatility standpoint and what he can do at the line of scrimmage covering. I mean, 34 career PBUs, 8 career sacks, you know, plays nickel, plays safety. They're playing well. They're playing with a lot of confidence, and it'll be a huge test.
They better stop Travion Henderson, who's averaging 5 yards a carry, over 5 yards a carry, also has 7 touchdowns. It's tough to make this Patriots team one-dimensional, Ed, because you have an outstanding young quarterback in Drake May, and as I said before, the aforementioned Travion Henderson, who's an outstanding running back in his own sights. Also, Stevenson, he's not a yards per carry guy, but that's going to be a tall task for Ravens defense.
Yeah, and the one thing I may have mentioned is that May throws a really good deep ball, and one of the weaknesses the Ravens have, or two of them, is they have a very pedestrian pass rush. They don't put much pressure on the quarterback. Occasionally they will, but they, you know, week to week they don't, which gives the quarterback more time, and they have trouble covering deep sometimes, particularly Marlon.
I think there's akin to one another.
Yeah. Well, he had that reputation coming out of college, too, that he couldn't cover the deep ball. So you combine that with, you know, a lack of a pass rush, and you got a problem.
But I think the Ravens' defense as a whole is having a problem with intermediate to deep passes because the quarterback's getting too much time. Receivers allowed to run around too long.
Yep.
And I think receivers realize that, and they take advantage of that a lot. Pass rush, all about the pass rush. And again, we know Matt Judon cut by the Dolphins.
Yep.
If the Ravens put in a waiver claim for him, Joe, I guarantee you they get him. You know why? Nobody else wants him. Who else wants him? Dude has 0 sacks.
Packers possibly because of Michael Parsons. He has a connection with the coaching staff too.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good replacement for Michael Parsons. A guy last sack was week 17 of last year. He's been healthy. It's not like, oh, yeah, he's missing games, Rob. No.
I mean, you got to be desperate. I don't know if we're that desperate. The Packers are desperate.
Yeah.
It's another one of their linebackers on the same play that Parsons got hurt.
Well, let him have him. I'm cool.
Do you know the Ravens are tied for next to last in sacks in the NFL?
I can believe it.
22 sacks.
I can believe it.
You look at the top. I mean, the Ravens have 22. They're just ahead of the 49ers with 16. The Broncos have 58. Falcons have 48. Browns have 47. I mean, it's not even in the ballpark with these other teams.
I think they can make them one-dimensional if they stop the run. But my fear is, do you want to make them one-dimensional and make Drake May beat you? If they stop the pass, I think the Patriots team is better than advertised.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to say for a team that is winning football games at the rate that they're winning them. But I think we doubt so much who they've played. We take so much credit away from them. They're 11-3. You win 11 games at your first 14 in the National Football League. You're not a sorry team.
Please, absolutely not. I mean, and it's also not fair. Like if you look at the schedule. They faced some weak teams like the Jets, obviously. It's a divisional rival. But I mean, they've beaten the Bills this season. They just lost to them in their comeback win, but they lost to them early in the season. They've beaten the Buccaneers, who were a playoff team. They've beaten other teams like this. So it's like, you can't just say that. You know, you play who's in front of you. It's just, I don't know what to say. They've had a lot of cupcakes on the schedule. They've had the Titans, they've had the Browns, the Saints. But they have beaten good teams, so I don't know what else to say to you.
Let's go out to Baltimore, man, and get Daryl. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, how you doing? How you all guys doing?
All right, how are you, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Look, I just wanted to say, I was encouraged a little bit by the Ravens pass rush Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like they got a little more pressure than what they normally do. I'm hoping that the kid Robinson that came back would help, and I mean, that's what we need, man. We need to get some pressure on that quarterback, man. If we can do that, I think we'll be okay.
You thought they did well. All right. Okay. I mean, they going up against the Bengals team that whose biggest issue is offensive line.
Yeah.
I think that contributed to
it. And a quarterback that's, you know, it's got a foot injury.
Right. But they did get 10 quarterback hits, so I give them credit to that.
Mm-hmm. I got the stats with Draymond Jones, Travis Jones, and Tavius Robinson on the field. Mm-hmm. 2.5, there was 19 plays. 2.45 yards per play, 54 passing yards allowed, one sack, two interceptions.
What's the combination?
That's Travis Jones, Draymond Jones, and Tavius Robinson. That's the first time all three of them have played on the field together this season.
The Jones boys.
Yes.
That's right.
Plus a Robinson.
Plus a Robinson.
Yeah.
That's a good combination if you're getting that kind of productivity.
Yeah, it is. Yes.
Whip his ass. Get to him. Get to Drake May. Get to him. Rattle his cage. Speed that clock up in his head. Make 3 seconds. Make 2 seconds seem like three. Get rid of football.
May's been sacked a lot. He's been sacked 43 times this year, yeah, which is seventh most in the league, I think.
Yes, sir. So get to him. I think he's an outstanding young quarterback.
Yeah.
But I think any quarterback becomes average the more that you get to him.
Yeah, that's a fact. Again, we're going to bring up the same example. Pat Mahomes, 2 Super Bowl losses.
Yep.
How'd he do it? They got to him.
Pressure.
Pressure. Bucks, Eagles.
But see, both of those teams got to him before, rushing four, though.
Yeah,
I mean, so not only did he not have time, mm-hmm, but he couldn't even scramble around because guys weren't open because you was dropping back 6 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference. You know, we gotta send 6 in order to get a pass rush.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Middle River. What's up, Mike?
Hey there, Rob. Hey there, Ed. This is Mike from Middle River. You remember me?
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing good, fella.
This call is being recorded.
Why are somebody's always recording this? Ed, stop telling the feds to record me, please. Hey, look, I got a comment. But I want to say, man, Merry Christmas. I miss you, Rob. I miss you, Ed. Mike from Little River misses you guys. That's all I really want to say. But I think this week is a revenge game. I think that the Ravens got to go in. Remember when Brable and them stomped on our center field, on our center field logo? They got to remember that. They got to bring the tenacity. And let Lamar be. Lamar's all right. This is our Super Bowl win. This is our Super Bowl year. So, you guys, just really Merry Christmas. Good to hear from you guys.
Good to hear from you, too.
Good to talk to you.
See you, man.
I wasn't talking because it was recorded. That's number one. Number two, revenge for who? Derrick Henry was on the team that stomped on the 50-yard line. Derrick Henry wasn't a Raven when he did. How is this revenge for Derrick Henry?
I don't know. Actually.
He was on the other team.
He was like, yes.
What are you talking about? And he's recording the call. I ain't talking at all. Evan Lazar from Patriots.com joins us at 8:30, but on the other side, Ed North, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, I I've got one for politicians in this country. It was Chuck Schumer particularly. It's kind of funny.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovel's next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.